I think it's very, very unfair because I believe if someone is selling a second-hand boiler, number one, the question has to be asked, why are they selling it? And if I buy a second-hand boiler, am I buying something that I don't know the history of, or is there a guarantee for it? And then the onus is on the plumber that's fitting a second-hand boiler. If he's not happy to fit it, or if anything goes wrong, there's no comeback. So I think it's something that the government needs to look at, that if you're putting in a heating system in a house, that you're allowed to put in a new one, as well as if people certainly want to put in a cheap second-hand one, okay, let them do that. But they're, at the moment, they're told they will not get grant assistance for a new boiler. And I think that's very bad form. We've all seen the very bad winter we had and the storms, and people need solid fuel heating systems in their house. And I think every assistance has to be given to them. And this affects our elderly and our senior citizens, and it's a very and very unfair on them. They've worked all their lives, they paid all their taxes, and now they're told, sorry, you're not getting a grant for a new boiler, but we will give you one for a second-hand one.
That's exactly why it's a real issue, because like you've been highlighting, there can be many different issues that can apply to us if you're getting some second-hand that you're not too sure of the history of. But regardless of all that, as you've just highlighted as well, we're certainly in store for more dramatic weather. That even this week, it's been a lovely sunny week, but it's still more dramatic or drastic than anyone was expecting. We've seen fires in Donegal. That we're going to be in for harsh weather down the line, which means these correct boilers need to be in place, and they need to be correct boilers in place. And that should be made as accessible as possible by the government for people, particularly elderly people, doesn't it?
Well, yes, certainly. I think anyone in government has to see that there has to be a mindset change now regarding the heating systems of our house and our homes. While people were possibly directed up to this to go to the new air to water systems, and they can be fine, but when your whole house, your lighting, your heating, your water, everything is dictated by electricity, that's very unfortunate for people that had maybe 2 weeks of no water, no electricity, no heating in their homes.